earth and sky.
This raised the question, if you have large fires high up in the boreal forests of North America, can they affect the air far downwind in the more densely populated regions of the U.S., maybe even all the way over to Europe?
You're listening to Gabrielle Pfister, a scientist at the National Center for Atmospheric Research in Boulder, Colorado. In 2004, wildfires burned a large area of the state of Alaska. Pfister tracked pollution from the boreal or northern fires across the globe with the help of NASA's Terra satellite. She spoke with Earth Skies' Lindsay Patterson about how pollution from wildfires affects the entire world.
Does pollution from natural sources behave any differently from human-caused pollution? And how can you tell the difference between the two types?
They have kind of different signatures. All, you know, the health impact is pretty similar. It's just they differ in their amounts and their ratios to each other. And then the main difference between human pollution sources and wildfires is that the human pollution is really a factor year-round. So there is not really a season for it. We drive our cars all year. We use the heating in winter. We use air conditioning in summer. Industry is a year-round process. In contrast to that, you have the wildfires that are really a seasonal event. So boreal fires are very sporadic.
Did different types of pollution or different amounts of pollution come out of different types of forest when they burn?
Yes, a fire is a really very complex process, and not one is the same as the other. So, first of all, fires differ dependent on what type of fuel you are burning. Is it forest burning or is grassland burning? Then it depends what type of trees, what type of bushes, what type of grass is burning.
You studied how pollution from Alaska's 2004 wildfire season traveled around the world, and what were the questions you hoped to answer in that study, and why were you interested in it?
The aim was actually to study how pollution gets transported from North America over to Europe. Now, as it turned out, a large part of this pollution that we measured seemed to be due to these fires. And now this raised the question, if you have large fires high up in the boreal forests of North America, can they affect the air far downwind in the more densely populated regions of the U.S., maybe even all the way over to Europe? And what is the extent of this impact? And, well, what's the nature of this impact?
So just to clarify, when you were studying this, did you start from where the pollutants were and track them back? Or did you start from the wildfires and follow where they went?
Imagine you have up very far north in the boreal region where not many people live. You have all these fires that are spread out over a really, really huge area. And you can't really get easily information about where and what is burning there because there are just no people around who can see it.
So you were sorting the natural pollutants from the man-made pollutants and kind of tracking them back?
Yes. In this specific study that I did about the fires, I used two of the instruments on the Terra satellite and the one that's the MARPIT instrument. MARPIT is measuring carbon monoxide, and the other one is the MODIS instrument. Carbon monoxide is a pollutant that is directly released from burning, so it allows you to really see where the fires, where the sources are. And then in addition, carbon monoxide can last in the atmosphere from a few weeks up to several months. So you can also follow where the pollution gets transported. And the other instrument I mentioned, that's the MODIS instrument, it is measuring particles in the atmosphere, but then it also provides us with what we call hotspots. So that is the fire location. And so I put these data together with models and data analysis tools and then estimated how many pollutants do come out of these fires. And they really helped us to realize that pollution is a global issue, that locally produced pollutants can have quite a serious impact far, far away from the source.
So before your study, what was the understanding of wildfires' contribution to pollution and how it would move around the world?
What the 2004 fires really made us aware of was that boreal fires can be an air quality issue in the northern hemisphere. And that even though the fires themselves happened in generally unpopulated areas, that the pollutants from them were transported over really large distances and became of concern in more populated regions. So northern hemisphere is generally really dominated by human sources of pollution. But these sporadic events, like large boreal fires, can significantly increase the levels of pollution that you find in the northern hemisphere.
And how long does it take the pollution from that to travel around the world? How quickly do the particles move?
For that to get transported over, let's say, from Alaska to Europe, that can happen in a couple weeks. That's kind of also the lifetime that you would expect for particles, not much longer than that. But greenhouse gases, they can remain in the atmosphere for years. So they would get spread around the entire globe. They remain there for years, and they contribute to global warming.
So what does that mean in our understanding of wildfires? Are we beginning to understand how they operate more clearly, or is it just adding complexity to our understanding?
We have learned a whole lot. We have really learned a whole lot and understand a lot more. We understand all the individual factors much, much better. We still have a lot of questions. There are still large uncertainties in how they feed back on each other.
What does that mean for people who are on the ground dealing with the wildfires? Does it translate into more effective prevention or more mitigation? How are people using it?
People, the general public, needs to be really aware of their health impacts and that you can be impacted even if you're miles and miles away, and not only then when you're right near the fires. In regard to mitigation and all that, you know, fires have been a natural way of basically cleaning out the forest, of enriching the soil. So they are part of our natural system. We populate more and more of the remote areas where, you know, years before the forest was just allowed to do its natural thing. And we are just interfering with these natural cycles.
That was Gabrielle Pfister, an atmospheric scientist in Boulder, speaking with Earth Sky's Lindsay Patterson. Our thanks today to NASA. Explore, discover, understand. To subscribe to this and other free science podcasts, visit the subscribe page at earthsky.org. I'm Deborah Bird for Earth Sky's Clear Voices for Science.
We're at earthsky.org.